Prelude. If we shadows have offended, think but this, and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear. William Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Puck, Act 5. Scene 1. I ask the reader to consider whether I should be put to the chair, the gallows, the guillotine, or any of the myriad forms of death we have devised during our stewardship of this world. I ask the reader to balance in their own minds the pain I have caused, for I have caused pain, with the beauty my actions have resulted in. I ask the reader to decide whether I am owed the same lack of fate that both God and Milton bestowed upon Eve as humanity left the garden, or if instead, if I am owed the fate of a god in the eyes of a world of science. I ask the reader these things as my future is a fait accompli, and yet the future of the world is not. An office in a world and a world in an office. Miriam's office was small, as has been the fashion for newly minted faculty for as long as there have been newly minted faculty. It was so unremarkable in its smallness that that same property never rose to the level of conscious awareness for her. She didn't have to share her office with anyone, though. One of the benefits of transitioning from the liminal space of post-dochood to the relative stability of faculty life. With small size and with isolation, Miriam expected quiet. However, the university was a minor one with little enough funding for proper research spaces for physicists who don't even study real data. As a result, Miriam's office doubled as her lab. Mere months after moving in, the office was packed from floor to ceiling with computers. Computers, a small desk, and a single chair. Computers, none older than a year, financed by a series of progressively more tenuous grants, whirled and beeped and spun and shook Miriam every moment she was in her office. Computers whirled as within them galaxies collided, serves beeped as stars were born, and hard drives shook as the indelible record of a universe its own was inscribed upon their spinning platters. Miriam's office was small, and yet it was larger than all the world outside. Miriam had plans within plans, or so she told the funding agencies, to compel her computers into more intricate simulations. One grant, generously provided by the Joint Military Research Institute, would ostensibly provide valuable information on stellar mass loss rates. Perhaps the sailors of the fleets,